Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. Welcome to the D-Time Podcast, or yet a very special D-Time Podcast. We're in the middle of recording the second season, so stay tuned for those episodes. But I wanted to do something special in the middle of the break, and I've always wanted to do a recap show. Now, for those that you know, I'm a big superhero fan, comic book nerd, unapologetic for sure, and I've always wanted to do a recap show. And obviously I was so caught up with WandaVision that I didn't even get time to stop and do a recap show. But most of you know the Falcon and the Winter Soldier is getting ready to drop, and I thought it'd be a cool time to do a recap show and in the middle of recording for the second season of the D-Time Podcast. So welcome to what I'm calling hiatus, a Falcon and the Winter Soldier recap show. I'm excited to kind of do this, and I'm looking forward to seeing your thoughts, comments, reactions from it. But yeah, we're going to do a recap show of the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Just a little recap for me. I mentioned earlier, I'm a huge comic book fan, unapologetic. Spider-Man's my favorite superhero. I got introduced to comic books a long time ago by my uncle, actually. I'm not sure on the story, so Unc, if you're listening, you can feel free to chime in on what happened. But I just remember him giving me a bunch of boxes of comic books. I think there was a comic book store that was going out of business or something like that, but he gave me a bunch of boxes of comic books, and I remember spending a ton of time just reading all these great comic books, just falling in love with them. I started getting into art around this time, so I used to draw Spider-Man, of course, X-Men, all of the superheroes, and just spend a lot of time just diving into comic books. And so that's where my love of comic book and pop culture in that form kind of took off. And so over the years, obviously, it's grown, and a phenomenon, I just say, kind of happened. You know, comic books became popular in the mainstream. You know, we got comic book movies coming out left and right. And even now, it's kind of, you know, the norm to see comic book movies, you know, being the highest grossing, you know, Avengers, of course. And, you know, we have the new Snyder Cut coming out, which I'm sure a lot of folks are excited to watch. But like I said, you know, comic books are in the mainstream now, and so it's kind of cool to see that happen. But now, obviously, with the pandemic and everything like that, a lot more attention is being paid to these shows, movies and TV shows, obviously with WandaVision. And so I wanted to do a recap show of the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Fun fact, Captain America the Winter Soldier is probably my top five definitely of movies of all time. I remember seeing it multiple times in the theaters. So now that we're getting a Falcon and the Winter Soldier TV series, I'm excited to see what happens. And so thus this podcast series is happening now. And so obviously every week we're going to drop a new episode. Myself and a guest, we're going to give our thoughts and feedback on the episode. We're going to share our theories, you know, fan theories on what we think is going to happen. And also, we're going to give one wild hot take on what we think will happen beyond. Obviously, again, with WandaVision, a bunch of crazy fan theories, some were right on, some were out there, kind of came from the show. And so I'm excited to kind of play into that and see what comes to fruition with this show. So that's going to be a part of the episodes. And feel free to, in the comments, or shoot me an email with your hot take, what you think is going to happen, what do you want to happen in the show, and what do you think will happen later on down the line. So please stay tuned to Hiatus. Share your thoughts. You can send me an email at dtimepodcast@gmail.com and dtimepodcast on social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Thanks for tuning in. I'm excited to go on this journey with you. Peace.